And somebody sent me an interesting text here. It says, I can't come on the air, but I know a woman who's still breastfeeding one of her kids at 4.5 years of age. Ah, jeepers. 4.5 years of age! Let me know what you think, by the way. If you have, I mean, if you had a child, because this woman writes, she wrote it on Mumsnet, and loads of people are giving her advice. And by the way, the American Academy of Pediatricians recommends breastfeeding should be conducted for the first year of a child's life. After that, it becomes what they call extended breastfeeding. Which, by the way, according to, you know, from a health point of view, there is absolutely no harm in it. As a child gets older, the breast milk actually changes, which is beneficial to both the child and the mother, by the way. It can reduce risk of certain illnesses for mothers, too, as the child gets older. Right up to, I've seen some cases on the internet of women breastfeeding at 10 or 11 years of age. Ah, for God's sake. Let me know what you think, by the way. If you've ever been in that situation where you couldn't stop, this woman, obviously, maybe she wants to go back to work. I don't know what it is. But the child just won't stop breastfeeding, and she's tried her damnedest to get him to stop, but he just won't. She just won't. Let me know what you think. If it's a boy, you'd understand, wouldn't you? Let me know what you think. It's 087-188-0008. Andrea, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Andrea?
How you know?
Good. If it's a boy, you can't understand the attraction. But a girl, maybe not. Andrea, I mean, this extended breastfeeding, I mean, is it kind of popular, common?
Well, I extended breastfed my fourth baby, so she was 20 months when I gave up. Now, I would have done it a little bit longer if I hadn't have had to give it up.
So she was 20 months?
Yeah, so she was near two.
Okay, so she was kind of walking and a few words out of her mouth as well.
Yeah, now, like, looking back on it, I think it was more me that wanted to keep breastfeeding because I lost that little bond we had.
Yeah, it is. And I know from a mother's point of view, obviously I'd have never experienced it, but like, from a mother's point of view, it's an amazing bond.
Nothing
yes.
can compare to that. Just like, I can't describe it, it's just amazing. But on my second baby, like, she got caught at 7 months. Like, there was, like, she was up every half hour still looking for her, and I was like walking around like a zombie. I was like, I can't. Like,
you might as well just walk around topless at that stage.
I mean,
when you get back to the 20-month-old one, so what would happen when you were out in a restaurant or
I kind of had like, I was going to say trained, like, as if she's a dog. I kind of introduced, like, it was just purely first thing in the morning and then at night time.
Right,
and
okay.
then throughout the day, she would have her juice and her normal food.
So she wouldn't be, like, on the bus and suddenly lift her jumper and start
like,
sucking
on you,
like.
You know, like that little Britain bitchy where you're at.
I just had this image of the two of you on a bus or something and her sucking away there.
No,
or at a restaurant.
No, it was just pure. Mammy's on the phone, honey, 1 second.
Mammy's on the phone, honey.
So it was purely like just.
Well, is she looking to breastfeed there now?
No, she's looking for another crosser to child with someone. But it was just, again, it was me as well that wanted to keep breastfeeding, but I kind of, like, again, if I hadn't had to give it up, I probably still would have done it a little bit longer. Now, I wouldn't have done it past two.
That's what I'm thinking. What's the oldest? Because I see pictures online of women, like, and the child is 7 or 8.
No, that's wrong.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, like when the child can come over and like, now, if I had kept on going doing it up until she's two, I would have cut it down then to a nighttime feed because it is a comforting for them as well. Mm. Like
Was there difficulty stopping at 20 months or naturally?
I just cold turkey.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and that's my best advice for the woman because she's going to try this and that and everything and the child is
did you hear the stuff that she wanted she was told to try Vaseline
no,
and salt on her nipple
damage her nipple sorry can I say that
yeah there's nothing wrong with the word nipple by the way
I know but I don't know nowadays
yeah but, you know, Vaseline anything. And salt but she said the daughter might actually like it because she likes savoury food.
I recommend that she cut a cold turkey. The child will cry for a week or two, you know, but she will eventually get over because that's what happened with my little one. How old's the daughter? Is she two, is she?
Yeah, she's two. Two years and 2 months.
Yeah, well, mine wasn't far off. My daughter wasn't far off. She did cry, and it was a tough 2 weeks come bedtime, but she eventually then...
And you must feel really bad, so you're lying there in the bed and she comes in and gets in beside you.
I cried for the first week because I felt...
You felt bad, you felt selfish,
I knew what she wanted. I knew she wanted mommy's comfort, you know.
Yeah, and she wanted the boob.
She did, but I was just kind of like, I need to stop, I can't do this anymore, you know, I need
And all I heard, it was dangerous to breastfeed your child over the age of one. Actually, no, it's not. It's completely the opposite. They say there's lots of benefits to it. Balanced nutrition, boosted immune system, improved health. And then for the mother, there's a reduced risk of certain illness. And also, it seemingly improves the health of the mother as well if they continue to breastfeed past one. Now, I think you have to, within reason, but stay there for a second, Andrea, please, because Bernie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Bernie?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Good. You breastfed until she was three.
Yeah, 3 years and 2 months old.
She teeth and everything.
She teeth, she had words, she was walking, talking, she was independent. I went back to work after 3 months, and there was no way she would take a bottle. So I tried my mother, who had 12 kids, she couldn't get a bottle into her. So I ended up feeding her morning and evening when I came home from work.
That must have been difficult for you as well.
It was, but you know what? I'm 60 now, I have no arthritis, I'm a bit scaffolded anyway, but you know, it didn't do me any harm, and it didn't do her any harm.
Yeah. Well, it does say that extended breastfeeding over the age of 12 months, right, has been shown to reduce the risk of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes.
Yeah.
So no, it's actually good for the mother.
Well, I'm 60, and so far I'm still standing. I don't, you know, I'm able to run, I'm able to walk, and, you know, my teeth are all my own, and I still have my own hair.
Did you ever do it publicly, but when she was 2 or 3 years of age?
I'll be honest, once or twice, or when she was 2 or 3, the most embarrassing thing was when I was at the school with my kids, the older kids.
Right.
And they were all doing their Irish dancing competition or whatever, and we were sitting outside, and I had said to her, now I'll feed you, you know, we'll have the bottle when you get home. And no, she wouldn't wait, she went under my jumper. Now, for herself, when she looked around, she kind of looked at me and shit, this is not good.
Right.
kind of stopped her.
Well, it's bad when they have the wherewithal to be embarrassed themselves, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that kind of, she said, I won't do this anymore, Mammy. And I said, okay. And she, I think she knew that in her future she was going to go to school with these kids who were looking at her, they were staring. And I tried to make it, you know, I got up and I tried to go to the bathroom with her, but it was too late, everybody knew what she was at.
Yeah, Andrea was kind of in a similar situation, not 3 years of age, but she basically had to go cold turkey and say no. And, you know, eventually she, you know, I suppose it's the old adage that, you know, if they're hungry, they'll drink a bottle.
Exactly. Well, now, this one was eating food and everything, you know, like she was...
Well, then she didn't really need the breast, did she?
No, well, it was comfort for her, you see, and because she was very close to me, I had her at home, it was a home birth, I was going to hit me at the time.
And what was the reaction, what was the reaction of friends and relatives?
Oh,
was
they
were... A bit of judgmental?
Yeah, they were, will you stop it? You know, that's all I got. For God's sake, will you put it away?
I got that at 21.
Did
like,
you?
After one... Like, now, I was just kind of, other than my uncle's wife, just kind of, I think I was the only one that breastfed in my family.
And you got the dirty looks, did you?
No, to be honest with you, I thought I would have been like, off my dad. My dad would have been real, you know, but my dad was brilliant. He would have been like, if people were giving out, he'd been like, leave her alone and stuff like that. But there had been a few people who'd, you know, when I was in my mum's, I'd be quite comfortable, so I'd cover myself, obviously.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, she'd come over to me, you know, especially when she was sick.
She'd walk over to you, yeah.
But they had teeth and everything now, like, I mean, I found it was, if she was sick a couple of times, I was able to feed her, I knew she'd take that. And, you know, she never needed an antibiotic.
It was amazing for when they were sick, when it's like... Our breast milk would change the build up their immune system.
Yeah, I'm looking here for extended breastfeeding. As long as you breastfeed, the cells, hormones, and antibodies in your breast milk will continue to boost your baby's immune system.
Yeah, so whenever, and after I stopped breastfeeding, I stored some breast milk.
Okay.
For when they were sick.
I mean, I'm assuming, no, I don't, great. You know better than I do, ladies, but I'm assuming there's a point where it just doesn't come out anymore. I'm assuming, so I've seen pictures of women breastfeeding their children at 7 or 8 years of age, so I'm assuming for some women it can keep going, but there's a point where it just kind of disappears, does it?
Eventually, for me personally, once I stopped, made the decision to stop, it took about a week for it to kind of dry up completely, but it would only come in, I noticed as I got more efficient at it, I suppose, it would only come in when the baby would, when the child would start to suck. In the beginning, it was all over the place, and it was like, you know, it was like a fountain.
Right, okay.
But after your body kind of got into the routine. So when the baby, well, attached herself, it would, the milk would come in. But before that, it was like a hit and miss job.
Isn't the human body the most amazing thing, that just the feeling of knowing your child wants to feed makes your breast produce milk?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's all to do with hormones and everything else, but the female body in particular is just amazing that that can actually happen.
Even when you first have a baby, like I remember with my first baby, she was about 3 days old and my sister came over from Argentina to visit me to be there. And she was like, come on, you and I are going out. And I was like, oh. So I had expressed and left her with daddy. And I was in a shopping centre and a baby started crying. And next of all,
you start leaking all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? Because I was a new mummy. I was like, what's going on?
I'm yeah, because it's like, hormonal, oh, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I was still producing like milk about 2 or 3 weeks after I stop breastfeeding. But like, as long as you keep breastfeeding, you still get milk.
Yeah, somebody had said that to me before. A woman said that before, that she was breastfeeding, and even when her baby wasn't with her, if she saw another baby in a buggy that looked hungry, her breast would just start automatically producing milk. And yeah, I go, that's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. When I was on night duty in the children's ward, I know I used to have a nightmare.
You were in trouble. It couldn't have been worse position. The mother will just have to put her foot down. If they don't get them off the tit, they'll turn into the next generation of Norman Bates. Well, I suppose, yeah, they can be a little bit attached. Somebody else says, no, I don't believe it. Listening to Bernie and their other woman. She didn't give her name. Her name is Audrey. But anyway, listening to Bernie and that other woman, they were obviously doing it for their own selfish reasons. Well, no, I don't necessarily believe they were doing it for their own selfish reasons. Stay there, by the way, ladies, if you can. I want to go to Dee as well. Dee, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dee?
Hi, Niall. What's the story? Come
good, Dee. I mean, you've listened to Bernie there. She breastfed her daughter till she was 3. Andrea breastfed her daughter till she was nearly 2. I mean, is that okay?
No, it's bloody well not. Right, and you want to do it in the privacy of your own home.
I know that Bernie mentioned one occasion at the school where the daughter lifted her jumper and at 3 years of age and had a nibble, you know.
Yeah. Well, come here and I tell you now, I know I'm going to ask you a question, a man. You're sitting down with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, right? And you're having a meal in a restaurant and there's a 3-year-old sitting on a normal chair sitting beside you and up comes the mammy's jumper and it comes off tit while you're sitting there eating your fucking some kind of...
Watch your language is the middle of the minute.
Would you like to see a kid getting whipped out in front of you at the food table and getting shoved into a 3-year-old child's mouth?
Can I say something?
Yes.
Your husband just said to me, I would.
I'm sure your husband would.
I never breastfed in public when she was over the age of 1. Because it was in the morning when we got up and it was at bedtime. I never breastfed her in the public.
3-year-old hanging out the tit. I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, I didn't breastfeed her till she was 3 months. I breastfed her till she was 21.
20
months.
20 months, yeah. Well, hang on. Bernie wants to speak to you. She was the one who breastfed her daughter till she was 3. Sorry, go ahead, Bernie.
Hi, Dee. How are you? I breastfed her till she was 38 months. I did not produce my boob in public at any restaurant because she was old enough to eat, as I said, with it for comfort at night and in the morning. That's I wouldn't be doing it at in McDonald's or Supermax or wherever. You know, it never really occurred. And I would always go to the restaurant bathroom if she was desperate. In Dublin, Arnott's is the only place that had a place where women could go and have a breastfeeding session in the middle of town. There wasn't a lot of areas, so you had to work it. Want to be obviously producing and embarrassing people or embarrassing yourself. So it came in such a way that you only would have needed, and you did your work around her. You went to town and did your shopping, and then you would do it maybe in Ireland before you came home and change the nappy there, and that was it.
Yeah, but Bernie, come here and I tell you, what do you think of somebody sitting down having a meal and eating a nice meal at a table? And in comes a woman with a child, as you said, is old enough to eat with a knife and fork at a table and slapping out a tear to a child in the middle of a restaurant. That's the only thing I have a problem with. What you do inside your own doors or, as you said, in a private room in a shop like Ernest is your own business. But to sit down when I'm paying for a meal in a restaurant, that makes it my business. Do you not think so?
But I mean, I would take that child out and bring her to the bathroom or ask for a room if they're somewhere private.
What do you think of the people that say it's none of your business whether you paid for a meal or not? If I want to do it to a child that's old enough to eat at a table.
I wouldn't do that.
But Bernie, there are some women who would do that. Well, mind you, you know, I would argue on behalf of those women as well, Dee, that it is the most natural thing in the world, isn't it? To breastfeed a child.
It's also the most.
I mean, what are your boobs? Dee, with the greatest respect, you're a woman. What are your boobs for? Apart from,
like,
you know.
Can I say something? Like,
I'm
what
not
is
just
she
breastfeeding?
But they're secondary genitalia. I do understand that, you know, as part of a woman's body. But they primarily are for feeding children.
If you with your willy out on the table, it's your genitalia.
You don't, feed a child with your willy.
You're not just saying it's part of your genitalia. I mean,
no, I said it's secondary genitalia. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to tell
I'm not going to stand up on the table and have a pee. Stop,
see. See, why somebody start breastfeeding their baby? Now, I'm on about, let's say they had a newborn baby with them and they covered themselves up. Now, I used to breastfeed when I was out in public, but I had,
not a, thing wrong
I had a cover. I had a cover over me. Would you have gotten upset with me if I was in a restaurant and I started breastfeeding my baby?
No, because like you said, you're doing it in a dignified manner.
Okay, well, most women nowadays, now, I'm not...
I think what Dee has a problem with is, you know, the child who's kind of standing on legs, so to speak, who's walking. You know, so I suppose over 16 or 17 months and, you know, walks up to mammy in the middle of the restaurant, lifts her jumper and starts sucking on her.
That wouldn't have happened. I don't.
Now, I know you said it happened at the school, Bernie. That was a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, that never happened to me. To go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
These mothers that's getting out on Facebook and putting out their self breastfeeding the babies, that's old enough to nearly go to school. I mean, come on, the kids are buying Australia today.
It's called a Brelfie.
A what?
A Brelfie.
What does that mean?
It's taking a selfie of yourself breastfeeding. It's called a Brelfie.
Right. No, well, I'm breastfeeding, but that was for myself.
Did you do a selfie breastfeeding, Andrea?
I took it. I have a picture of you breastfeeding both my kids, not to show people for my own thing because it was quite a beautiful thing.
Right. Okay. It's called a Brelfie. Yeah.
I look back on that and I think, Jesus, that was a lovely moment.
Yeah, well, that's your own private viewing for it. It's not on Facebook.
No,
because all the dirty oafless to see.
The only people that's seen that picture is my sister, my partner, and me. Like, it's a personal photograph for me and my child to remind me of that bond we had.
Yeah, well, basically, it's just keeping it private.
But hang on just for 2 seconds, and I know you want to talk about something else, Dee, which I'm going to come to in a second, but before I do that, I just want to go to Jason as well, and I'm going to come back to you, Dee, don't worry. Jason, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jason?
Hiya, Niall, not too
bad. Good. You were kind of a little bit upset, but Bernie said she had to go to the bathroom to breastfeed her child.
Did she bring the baby into the...
Well, a child, yeah.
Three-year-old into the bathroom to feed. Yeah. Would she go in and have her dinner in the bathroom, would she?
No,
but you see, the thing was, in Ireland, they had a separate area, a feeding area. It wasn't actually in the toilet. They had couch on the way in, and they had a changing area.
You did say that Ireland was the only place, but you did specifically say in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the point she was making is that to please other people, Jason, she shouldn't have had to do that, by the way.
Well, not only that, but I mean, look, a child starts to learn to eat. Now, I'm not a mother, but I'm a father. And a child starts to learn to eat solids at around the age of one, I would imagine.
Yep.
The teeth are growing and you're starting to, you know, come on. You want to end up like David Williams there on Little Britain. Bitty. 23 years of age. Bitty. You know, I mean, come on. Like, teach the child how to eat. That's ridiculous down that.
She was eating now.
Yeah,
she
you said it was a comfort thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, into morning comfort and evening, because I was gone all day. I worked 12-hour shifts, so I was gone nearly 14 hours a day.
But Jason, we're not women, and I'm listening to Andrea talking about this, you know, bonding experience at night when she was in bed and her child would breastfeed up to the age of 20 months. We're not women, Jason. We don't understand that bonding experience.
I don't. I'm not claiming to understand.
Well, we do as we get older, and we do like the breast. Yeah.
Sounds like there's a bit of guilt going on there.
But the point is, Jason, there's a comfort involved for a child. Now, I understand for some people it's a bit uncomfortable.
Like a soother.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a soother can also be bad for the child's teeth when you prolong it.
Who's playing games on their phone in the background, by the way? So what are you, Jason? Is that all your mates texting you?
Oh, it's mine.
Oh, it's you, Dee. Is it all your friends are texting saying you're on the radio? Is it?
Yeah.
We're listening to you talking about breasts on the radio again.
Yeah.
But Jason, I mean, isn't it wrong that we're kind of discouraging? Ireland has the worst uptake of breastfeeding. Now, I understand we're talking about something a little bit different, which is extended breastfeeding. Yeah. But the very fact that you would talk about it or that Dee would talk about it in a negative way, doesn't that discourage women from wanting to do it in the first place?
It's not, first of all, let me...
It's a very, I mean, it is, I mean, I found it very helpful for me as a mother, you know, to bond with my child. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's not, you know, your, our breasts are not just for a sexual experience only. They're very natural and it's very normal. It's part, I think we're very, being able to do it is an amazing, you know, once you get used to the first 6 weeks are very hard and you're very tired, but once you get used to it, it's incredible. And it, you know, you can feed your child and nurture your child. It's natural and normal for a woman to be able to do that.
Can I ask you a question? You said you were specific to say 38 months instead of 3 years. Why? Because years is ridiculous.
Sounds longer, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
I know.
Thomas nearly cycled to school themselves. Yeah, sorry, Andrea, go on.
But, like, I would be, I don't know how old he is, but I was 25 when I had my first baby. 26, and I'm 30 now, so... I would have been kind of the younger generation, the newer generations of mammies, let's say. And breastfeeding-wise, coming like when I was around people who were similar to my age and mentioning breastfeeding, what I got was, no.
Mm.
Like
a
lot of it
I have a daughter your age.
Yeah.
And if she wanted to breastfeed, I'd have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But if the child got down off the chair instead of using the knife and fork, and instead of using the knife and fork, grab out mammy's pit, I'd slap my daughter.
But, like, even I got that off, like, I got that off a couple of older, like, my mother was, like, when I said I was going to breastfeed, she was like, oh, I wouldn't do that, you know, you'll never have a mini to yourselves and stuff. So, like, I think we need to kind of be educated a bit more, and because that's what our boobs are for, whether we do it for 2 years or we do it for 6 months or 7 months, like I did on my second baby. You know, I think we should be promoting breastfeeding more and putting it into a more positive.
Yeah, I understand that about promoting breastfeeding. There's nothing wrong with giving
a child. Well, I understand where you're coming from as well. Like, I think I would like to see a five-year-old walk over to their mat and be like, here, can I have a bit of food? That's why I would have stopped at two. I think two is a cut-off point for me personally.
I think 12 months. Now, everyone is entitled to that preference. But I think a baby at 12 months, the minute it's able to lift the fork up...
But the thing is, my kids were much smaller looking than they actually were. So when I, you know, I was breastfeeding my baby, she was 20 months, she was nearly two. She only looked about one, so I could get away with breastfeeding for longer. Yeah.
Jason, would you have an issue with a mother breastfeeding, you know, a 1.5-year-old at a table at a restaurant?
No, not at all. I wouldn't have an issue with any mother breastfeeding. Like a 3-year-old, yes. I'd be like, whoa, what the hell? I mean, come on.
What's the difference?
I'll tell you what the difference is. As you said, a child is sitting up or able to walk. And
you know, if there were five or six or ten or something, maybe. But three, I can kind of see why it might happen.
3-year-olds can talk.
Yeah. What difference does that make? That they can go, I'm enjoying this. As soon as they get teeth.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to breastfeed. I mean, imagine getting that bit, your nipple bit.
But you don't, they don't all bite.
Yeah,
that's my point. As soon as the baby starts growing teeth, I'm more than able.
What age? I'm trying to remember. I have three children. You think I know these things? When do they get teeth? They get teeth at what? 8 months.
Start from 6 months, and they can go to the age of three.
No, about 8-9 months, they start getting the teeth.
Bernie's were on our second set of teeth. They were going for their adult teeth at that stage. Somebody texts in and says, you only stop breastfeeding when you get disqualified for enjoying it. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.